Tis Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A group of protesters with the Austin, Texas chapter of Extinction Rebellion were briefly detained after disrupting a private meeting at the American Legislative Exchange Council's annual conference to protest the organization's role in developing a critical infrastructure bill that charges those who damage or disrupt operations of oil and gas facilities with a felony. Under intense pressure from President Trump, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government barred two members of the U.S. Congress from entering Israel, reversing a previous decision to admit two of the president's most outspoken critics. By enlisting a foreign power to take action against American citizens, let alone elected members of Congress, Trump crossed a line that other presidents have not, in effect, exporting his partisan battles beyond the country's borders. The Congresswoman, Representatives Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, are vocal supporters of the Palestinians in the movement called Boycott, Disinvestment, and Sanctions, or BDS. FC ambassadors were introduced by Amazon in 2018 and first attracted attention about a year ago. Then the company has said that there are 14 FC ambassadors and they were paid to patrol social media full time. They popped up again in February when various accounts began spouting anti-union talking points. Planned Parenthood is making good on its threats to pull out of a federal family planning program, announcing it will end its participation August 19th, barring a court order in its favor, a move expected to leave 1.6 million low-income women who rely on its services scrambling to figure out whether they need new providers. Malaysian palm oil company FGV Holdings Berhad and its contractors lured migrants to plantations and subjected them to slave-like conditions. The migrants have been ensnared in debt, forced to give up their passports, forbidden from leaving the FGV farms, and compelled to sign contracts in languages they do not understand. The company, which employs 20,000 or more migrants on Malaysian farms, that spread over more than 800,000 acres. Procter & Gamble, Mars, Nestle, Hershey, Pepsi, and Mondelez have been listed as customers of palm oil produced by FGV. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 and our labor union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.